Brandon Hunt joins us.
For the pros.
Brandon, welcome. Guys?
Thanks for having me.
And you're pro personnel, but these are college players, but you're always looking, always scouting, and always trying to figure out who can become that next pro player. Huh?
Absolutely. It transitions over as soon as the season ends, unfortunately, the next day. You go from pro right to college.
Yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot of time. In the time that you've been coming, how many combines now for you?
We're just trying to count this up. 2005 was my first year. This is 18, so I'm going to say 13.
And you've been with the club since, well, you started in 05, but then you had a little hiatus for a year or two, right?
Three seasons and two drafts in Houston.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I came back.
And who was the coach then? Who were you under?
Coach Kubiak.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Rick Smith, the general manager there.
Yeah.
And then I came back in Pittsburgh in 2010.
So when you come to the combine, Brandon, what is most important for you? What is your role? What are you looking at? What everybody else is looking at, or do you have anything specific?
Yeah, we all have a little. Kevin creates a schedule for each and every one of us, and the two things that I'm primarily responsible for is I'm on the 40 line with all the players every day, and then in the interviews at night and the evenings. A couple things that people don't see on the cameras every day is the interview sessions we have at night with the players, and as you guys know, that's just as important as the running and the drill work.
And that started last night, huh?
That started last
night,
yes.
Yeah.
So every team gets 60.
How does that work? I'm curious. Is it one player goes in front of a bunch of teams?
So
is that how it goes?
What we do is they have a schedule. Each team has 60 interviews, and each interview is 15 minutes. So it's scheduled. It's on the clock. Horn blows in, horn blows out. And in that room we have sometimes it's Mr. Art Rooney.
Right, right.
Kevin Colbert, you have the head coach, the coordinator if it's offensive or defensive. Myself, the college coordinator, or the pro coordinator, and then Phil Crowder, the college coordinator. And then we'll have a bunch of others, gentlemen in there with us, just assisting in the process.
So you guys don't let Phil ask any questions, is that right?
Everybody asks when spoken to.
So you give them, you have a predetermined list of who you want to talk to, correct?
Yes.
And so that process becomes extremely tedious, I know. We were talking to Kevin about this. The combine initially was designed for medical purposes.
Yes.
But I assume medical's probably number one and interviews number two, right? Oh. More so than anything that happens on a field.
No question, because especially with the underclassmen, the juniors, this is the first time that we get access to them. You know, during the year you can't talk juniors, you can't talk underclassmen, and teams don't talk about them, so this is the first time you're going to get a chance to meet them. Whereas the seniors, you've had a chance to see them. At some of the small schools, you got a chance to meet them. And then the All-Star game process, you have the East-West Shrine game, you have the Senior Bowls. So we've actually gotten our hands on those guys. This will be the first time to get true measurements on the juniors, and this will be the first time to actually interview those guys as well.
Now, with the coaching staff this year having to coach the Pro Bowl, does that put more of an onus on you guys to do more work at the Senior Bowl and those kind of things?
It really hasn't changed much. I think Kevin does a good job of setting up our duties, and you know, obviously, like you guys mentioned with the tape, you can still get so much because everything at the Senior Bowl is taped. The one thing that they do miss out on is the interviews in the evening, but then we'll get a chance to, if there's some guys that we got there that were like, hey, this is an interesting guy the coach wants to see, or hey, save this guy for the coach. We'll save those guys for the combine. And then again, we have the 60 guys in our room, but of course, in the drill work. And the other, I think it's the train station, everybody's available for them. So we have plenty of time to get plenty of hands on all these guys from here on out.
Brandon, a lot of attention always focused on the quarterbacks at the combine, and especially this year because there's so many considered at the top that could go in the first round. You know, we heard Kevin say earlier that inside linebackers in terms of impact players is a little thin, wide receivers a little thin. Is there a particular area beyond quarterbacks that might be that this is a strong year for?
You know, there's always just – it's strong in the receiver and defensive back. There's always large numbers, pretty much because of the way that the college football game has been.
Right.
And I think that speaks to what Kevin was saying about the linebacker position being light, because so many of those guys, the defensive backs and the safeties, are on the field a lot more than your third linebacker and specifically your nose tackle. So I think the volume numbers are high at those positions.
Are we seeing more of those safeties, though, that are almost linebacker-like size?
A lot. You're seeing – safeties are linebacker size. You're seeing linebackers are almost safety size. I think with the evolution of the game, you're seeing the dime linebacker that's playing in the box and people going in the spreads and keeping guys on the field in first, second, and third down with the no huddle. So the game is changing, and you just kind of have to evolve with it. you don't see much of the 245, 250 pound linebacker.
No, you don't. Did you or are you going to make it to St. Elmo's?
I have been there already. I went to Izzy's last night, and I definitely had the shrimp cocktail.
There you go. Definitely. Hey, Brandon, thanks, man.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your stay. Brandon Hunt is the coordinator of pro personnel for the Steelers.